With Chapter 9 of the Compendium, we reach a core principle for this semester, that God is simple. When we get to the Arian debates later in the semester, we're going to see how important this is. God is not a whole composed of parts, which is, unfortunately, exactly the way most people think about the Trinity, that God is some kind of pie, with each of the three persons of the Trinity being something like a third of the pie. That is not what our faith proposes. Now, this core principle that God is simple, God has no parts, is another case of what seems merely negative about God. We cast our mind up to this great reality, and at first, we just see what's not there. My goodness, he doesn't have parts, he's simple. We're going to have to push through over the next couple of chapters to the positive reality behind that apparent negative. But why do we have, what is odd about this assertion that God is simple? Well, I think it's this. In our experience of the world, simpler things are less perfect, and more complex things are more perfect. Right? So, dirt is simpler but less perfect than a plant, right? A plant is simpler and less perfect than a human being, right? We ourselves are probably the most complicated thing in the universe, and we also seem to be better than the things that are simpler. So when you say that God is absolutely simple, you seem to be saying he's something like a geometric point. There's almost nothing to him. It's very counterintuitive. So let me just offer briefly my own account of why this is our experience, that more complex things are better, simpler things are less perfect. It's because the world that we experience is the world of bodies. And bodies have quantity, which is to say, they are the kinds of things that have parts outside of other parts. Okay? You'll recall that from Aristotle's categories. Now, right away, there's something disunified about having parts that are outside of the other parts, right? If you think about an apple, one side of the apple is forever separated from the other side of the apple by the width of the apple. You can't bring the two sides of the apple into coincidence with each other, unless you crush the apple, in which case the apple's gone, right? So by the very fact of being bodies, everything we experience is already disunited. And then the question becomes, how do you overcome that disunion in things, right? A rock, for example, it has an outside, it has an inside. If you break it open, you just see sort of another surface. The parts of a rock are all they're just spread out. What could bring the parts of a body together? Well, here's how you could do it. You can't make the parts not be outside of each other. That wouldn't be a body anymore. But what you can do is you can take the various parts and order them to each other, give them functions that relate to each other. Like the leaf of a plant serves the stem of a plant, and the stem and the leaf together are serving the flower, and the flower is serving the stem and the leaf, right? All the parts of a plant get tied together by mutually complementary functions. And that's even more so in the case of animals, where there are many, many, many different parts that have complementary functions, so that the liver relates to the lungs and to the veins and to the arteries and to the brain. Like, all these parts have functions that serve each other. Now, how are you going to do this trick of tying a body more closely together, making it more one by giving the parts complementary functions? The parts are going to have to be more and more different from each other in order to have mutually complementary functions. A rock in which all the parts are homogeneous cannot have this tie together through complementary function. So it turns out to be the case that with bodies, to get more and more unity, you have to have a greater and greater distinction of parts, which means more and more complexity. So what happens is that for bodies, complexity and unity track each other. The more complex a thing is, the more one it is. And really, the more one it is, the more being it is. When you break past the realm of bodies, and I know we have not argued yet that the first mover is not a body, we will. When you break past the realm of bodies, so that you're not dealing with parts outside of parts, suddenly that necessity goes away, and now unity will track not complexity, but simplicity. And unity and simplicity, as they increase, will find that being increases with them. So I think that's why God runs so counter to our intuitions. We're bodily. We're built to know bodies. We live in the world of bodies. And in the world of bodies, simplicity is not what it is in the realm of spirit.